Hello, and welcome to another episode of May the Power Protect You, a podcast where we talk about everything that goes on with Power Rangers, including toy and merch reveals, new characters added to the apps, and comics, and just, you know, everything that goes on in the Morphin Grid. I'm one of your hosts, Joel, and with me, as always, is...
Kevin, and I love Hasbro. Sorry, let me say that again. Let me try that again. I love Hasbro. Think they'll send me something?
We could only get so lucky. It'd be nice.
Just one thing would be nice.
But you know. I mean, at this point, I feel like we paid enough. I think we're just a little bit. Maybe no.
Okay. No, never enough. No.
But before we get started, like we do every week, we want to take a moment to encourage our listeners to find a way that you can be a hero out there in the world. In the past, we've highlighted things like Black Lives Matter, which is still ongoing. It still needs support to things like the crisis in the Ukraine and just like, you know, the ongoing attack on reproductive rights for everyone that's going on in the U.S. And, you know, just find a way that you can help, whether that's donating time or money, watching streams that help generate, you know, donations, or, you know, even just beginning the steps to educating yourself on those topics so that you can help out. Just find a way that you can do something. Find a way that you can make this world a better place. Be a hero in your own way. With that said, we will dive in first and foremost with like some merchandise news. I'm going to flip the order on these, and we're going to go with some like weirder ones outside of the like main Hasbro thing.
Okay.
Starting with the Hallmark revealed these itty bitty Power Ranger plushes. I guess that's itty bitty is a line they have. They're tiny 4-inch plushes of Red, Green, and Pink Ranger are available for pre-order on their website for right now for $10 each. There will be black, yellow, and blue as well, but those will come at a later stage. I had not seen these until you added them onto the list, Kevin.
Got like revealed like last night.
Okay. Yeah, because I looked at them and I was like, these are... It's not the worst thing I've ever seen, like, Power Rangers have, but it's just, the vibe it gives me, Kevin, are those plushes that you would get at, like, a state fair that are, like, hanging up. That's the vibe I get from them.
Yeah.
A little bit better made, but that's the vibe.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's really cute. I mean, I don't know if obviously I'm not going to probably collect these, but I think these would make, like, a really good, like, gift for, like, a, you know, younger sibling or... You know, and that's really what Hallmark does is those like gift related things. I didn't know Hallmark made plushies. I thought they just made, you know, really crappy movies that, you know, reinforce stereotypes. But hey,
it's definitely something like your grandmother sees and is like, oh, they like Power Rangers. I'm going to get that for them for Christmas. It's definitely that kind of.
Yeah. Too. It's like, oh,
yes. It's like they don't know what to buy you. So they know you mentioned Power Rangers once and they're going to like buy you that thing. So, yeah. They're cute. Like I said, like you said, I don't know that I need them, but they're fine.
Yeah.
Next up, Super 7 has revealed the Super Cyborg Dragon Zord full color toy. It will release for $85 and standing at 11 inches tall with 7 points of articulation, similar to the translucent Dragon Zord. $85. Yeesh. I'm good. I don't need that. It's interesting that they have the license and it's cool that they're making figures. I just don't understand who it's for, really.
Yeah.
Because it feels like the market they're trying to get is already covered by, like, I don't know, 100 other things that have done the same thing.
Well, what's one more, right?
Yeah, I guess. At this point, you know, everyone's complaining how much MMPR there is. I'm just like, I don't know. I have not been inclined to buy anything that they've done. I know you were tempted by their, like, Ultimates Rita, but, like, that's really been about it. Mm-hmm. And we still... None of those have released yet, right?
I don't think so, no.
So we're... It feels like we're about a year into them having announced things and we've not seen anything of theirs in hand.
Yeah, I think some Super 7 stuff has come out. Like, I think some of the, like, Cyborg Megazord stuff and stuff like that. But, yeah, like, I don't think the Ultimates figures are even on hand yet. Because we would see them all over Ranger Twitter.
This is true, yes. This is very true.
And they complain about the Lightning Collection.
Yeah, but we'll dive into that. You just put a pin in that. But, yeah, it's not for me. If it is yeah. for you, hey, $85, you know, go with God. Or go with Gosei. Or Arceus, whichever one you want to go with.
Wow, I figured you were going to say go with Broom, but...
but moving into Hasbro announcements, Hasbro had a random Instagram Live for Power Rangers on Monday. And in it, I didn't get to watch this, but Kevin did, so he'll maybe go into more details and flesh things out. But the items that were revealed were two Lightning Collection figures, a Mighty Morphin Power Ranger Black with an Atom head sculpt, and Lost Galaxy Green. And then they showed off the Zord Ascension Project Dragon Zord and also really focused in on the packaging for it. And also in this, they announced that Power Week will be occurring on August 22nd through the 28th. And there was a little blurb that was sent out to fan sites afterwards that says, essentially, fans can expect news from Hasbro across the entire Power Rangers brand, including toy, entertainment, consumer products, publishing, and digital games, along with exciting collaborations, providing all new ways for fans to celebrate the iconic Power Rangers brand. But what were your thoughts since you watched this Instagram Live?
I mean, it was pretty basic. It's like you literally just recapped it and said exactly what they did. Basically, they showed off the figures. Chat was, as always, as expected, to be what it is. And I think, you know, the Mighty Morphin Black figure, I think, looks great. It's the same figures before, but it just... The big draw for this time is, of course, an Atom head sculpt, as well as the coolant weapon that they used in the Putty on the Brain episode, which I actually had that episode on VHS. And they even pointed out, like, yes, we know that Zach used it, not Adam, but we felt like this was a good accessory to include to kind of differentiate things a little bit. So they had reasoning for it, and they even acknowledged it on the stream, like, yeah, we know Zach used this, but hey, you now have it in case you want it. And of course, the big draw fans are noticing is the same as the reissues of Mighty Morphin Pink and Mighty Morphin Yellow that have happened with the two packs, is that the helmet on Mighty Morphin Black is updated to look a little more show accurate, which I didn't realize it was that noticeable, to be honest. So I think it's, if you haven't gotten the Mighty Morphin Black figure yet and you're having trouble finding it and it's being scalped, because the Mighty Morphin figures are unfortunately pretty often scalped. Is a good opportunity to catch back up. Like, I think that's really what I think is good about, like, the Mighty Morphin Pink and Yellow reissues that came in the two packs. It's a way for you to, if you missed out on that figure and now it's super hard to find, like, I know Mighty Morphin Red is hard to find, you're able to get it. So I think that, you know, more power to you if you are not the biggest fan, and if you don't want to get it, you don't have to buy it.
I'm getting it for my husband because obviously he's got a shrine we gotta complete. Aisha can't be by herself.
exactly And I'm sure we're gonna see Rocky and Mighty Morphin Red as well. I'm sure we're gonna get,
I have a that feeling a that would be him with like Rito would be cool, because we keep waiting for Rito to come up in the Lightning Collection, and I feel like that would
be fun
to pair those two together.
Yeah, it would. But yeah, so I think it's, you know, it is what it is. The Lost Galaxy Green figure looks great. Damon comes with his, you know, trans blaster and the Quasar Saber, similar to Kai coming with his trans dagger weapon, and I think it's a lot of fun. I'm excited to see, you know, where that ends up, what that looks like. And for fans that are excited for that, you know, that'll be coming out soon.
I did want to ask, like, has anyone pointed out about his saber, is it the right thing, or is anyone gonna lose?
I haven't noticed, actually. But I would assume it's going to be. I would assume, because they corrected the Lost Galaxy blue one. So I'm assuming they'll correct that one.
That was my, like, whatever they announced, I was like, oh, okay, well I'm gonna wait for the incoming freak out about the fact that a little logo thing on his saber is wrong.
right But yeah, they're both available for pre-order, and you know, I know you pre-ordered them. Yes. I am actually going to wait, just because I'm trying to save a little bit of money and I'm getting back into other hobbies. Yes. So, but I think it all looks really cool, and I can't wait to get them. I think the one thing that's kind of keeping me from actually pre-ordering is the fact that, the Lightning Collection line seems to be a little bit more plentiful. Like, shipping issues have kind of been going away, and it seems as if things are getting a little bit better. So I'm not as worried as I was back a few waves ago, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Understandable.
Yeah.
I I don't know. I just wanted to get my hands on them. I'm excited. It is fun, yeah, though, that, like, the Lost Galaxy, this completes the boys for it. We just need...
Yep, the girls.
Yeah, that's all we need.
Yeah, which I have a feeling... I would not be surprised if we end up getting... we'll probably get the girls sooner rather than later. I'm assuming we'll probably get Corona and Astronema in a two-pack.
I would think... Here's my thought. I think they'll reissue, yeah, Psycho Pink.
And they could, yeah.
They'll reissue Psycho Pink...
Battle Damage Psycho Pink.
Yeah, do the
Savage Sword.
Yes. I know it's alliterative, but I could not see. Yes, the Savage, yeah, Sword. And then you do Lost Galaxy Pink, and you just do Kendricks and, yeah, Crone Heads.
No, that makes sense. So, but yeah, I'm excited to see the Lost Galaxy team. I don't know why, but Lost Galaxy, like the designs, I just have like a fondness for. And, like, I like Lost Galaxy Green a lot, so it's really cool to see that. And the Daemon Head actually is a good sculpt.
Yeah,
it is. Like, it looks really true to form for the actor. And so, and now it makes me want the Trakina figure that's eventually going to come. We know it's going to happen, just not sure when. Just like we know that Diva Talks will happen at some point.
Yeah. My thought, so what they could end up doing is we do get, like, Kendricks with Psycho, mm-hmm, Pink, like a reissued Psycho,
yeah,
Pink. Then you do Trakina with Corone, since...
That's smart. Oh, that's smart. That would get me. They'd get me.
That's how you get both of those characters. I had that moment of realization as you were, mm-hmm, talking. I was like, well, you just do Trakina with Corone, and then you have two, yeah, Lost Galaxy Pinks. Like,
there, yeah, you go. And then do Maya on her own.
Yes, yeah. Maya's, I think, the easier sell on her own than the two Lost Galaxy Pinks. And it justifies, yeah, you doing two different head sculpts. You get two molds, the same mold, mm-hmm, you use twice. Yeah, so I could see that.
Yeah, no, I could see that too. So either way, I think it's a lot of fun, and I, you know... Whatever ends up happening will end up happening, and I think it's going to be fun to see what other product reveals. We know that, of course, Wild Force Blue is not part of the pre-orders right now, and the revealed Dino Thunder Yellow, which is also part of this wave, has not been added yet, but I would not be surprised if they get added during Power Week.
Yeah, so. That's what I was about to ask, because, like, well, we know these two are out there. I'm assuming they will, yeah, become available in that, because it just...
Yeah. I think for me, this is what I think happened. Because I don't know if you noticed this or not, but in the days leading up to August 1, because Monday was August 1st,
yeah,
there were a lot of people that were saying, we better get something, we better get revealed something. And I think what Hasbro did was, especially with it being kind of like a last-minute announcement, I think they were very much in the idea and mindset of they were looking at social media and they knew that if they didn't reveal anything or say anything or acknowledge anything, that the fandom would come for their heads.
Yeah. Yeah.
And... You know, I'm not saying that to diss any fans or anything like that, but it's the truth. Like, they were damned if they did and damned if they didn't. Because, of course, this reveals... There were people already saying, where's Max? Where's Kira? Where's this? Where's this thing that you didn't promise me? Like, so I think they kind of knew. They had to, like, get in front of the bus, so to speak. So I think this was a great way for them to tease. They showed off the two figures that haven't been revealed out of the wave yet. Because they know fans have seen Dino Thunder Yellow. They know.
Yeah.
And Wild Force Blue was revealed back a few months ago whenever we did the I Love Power Rangers Day. So I think we'll see the other two get revealed and put up a pre-order later in the month. And then I'm excited to see what else could get revealed because they did specify that it's across the brand. It's not just toys.
I'm betting one of the
things. I was going to say, yeah.
I know one of them. So go ahead first and I'll kind of say what I think one of mine is.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, what you think is going to be coming. So I think we're going to probably get some preview pages for Power Rangers 100.
Yeah.
And I also think, I don't know, is Renegade Con during that time? Or is it, like, right before?
They're doing another digital convention?
I thought they were. Or am I thinking of Hasbro Con?
I think Hasbro Con's end of, like, September.
Okay, so maybe they're going to do... I think they'll do some teases for... PulseCon as well, which I'm hoping we get some good shirts, and I'm gonna actually get them this time because I'm still bitter that I missed out on that Izzy shirt. I'm so mad about that.
Yeah, I don't sure anything about a Renegade Con, but, like, you know, I could, okay, miss it.
Maybe I'm just imagining things then, yeah, or maybe I'm getting mixed up. But yeah, so I think it might be fun if Renegade gets in on the fun, but I don't, yeah, know if they will or not, because traditionally they haven't. They've kind of done their own thing.
Yeah.
But I think we'll get some product reveals. Probably some store exclusives, I think, because at this point the Sentries are out now. We now have the Red Sentries,
yeah,
in stores, and really, there's not really any aside from the new Lightning Collection wave and the Zord Ascension, there's not really anything else new except for the 2-pack, right? Like the swap 2-pack.
Yeah. I mean, the ninjas coming, that's about it.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I wish the ninjas would come. I'm ready for them.
I know.
I am ready to turn my toy shelf into a Season 3 shrine. Like, metallic armors, ninjas,
tangas. I'm just ready for that $115 charge to drop from Target. I'm just saying. I would like that to not be there.
At this point, I'm tempted to just, like, get Target, not the credit card, but, like, get gift cards and just put that exact amount on there and then swap it over to the gift card for my pre-orders. But
I cannot wait.
But anyway, what are you expecting?
I'm thinking that Morphin Legacy game is going to get dropped finally. The app game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be fun.
I'm betting good money that that's one of the things, because, like, it's been tested in other markets. It's not officially dropped in the US yet.
Right.
I'm betting it drops then.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Other than that, I mean, like, I bet I'm not going to assume we're going to get anything more Lightning Collection other than Max and Kira. Like, it kind of feels like that's it. I'm not expecting anything more than that. If I'm betting people are like, well, we're going to get the next wave as well, and we're going to get all these. It's like, no, I will. I'm going to be very blank on this. I'm going to say those are going to be the only two we see.
Yeah. I think the other thing I would expect to see is probably reveals of the next wave of Funko Turtles. Power Ranger Turtles. I was just about to say that.
I literally was thinking that.
Yeah. I'm thinking we'll get a reveal of either Mikey and Raph, or we'll get, like, Green Ranger Shredder and Foot Soldier Tommy. I think those would be... Those are easy enough ones, because, like, the Foot Soldier, you can just reuse the body, and then the Tommy, you can just reuse the Tommy head from the Unmorph figure, so...
Yeah.
Because that's actually going to be a really easy release to do, so... Oh, man, but that makes me wonder, because I just remember, too, we're getting Power Rangers Turtles 2. Oh... Hasbro, I'm just saying, if you want my wallet, do Unmorphed Turtles and regular Shredder variants of those figures you already released. I will buy them. I don't care. Like, give me Lightning Collection Ninja Turtle figures, and I will be...
God, you know what? I know it won't happen because we know it's taking place in, like, still the Green Ranger era, but if they ever got to the point and they did, like, Ninjetti Turtles...
Yeah.
You would...
Oh, imagine the turtles in those cloth outfits, like...
I'm like imagining that version of it just
I really part of me is really hoping that, like, when they showed off that cover, it was a tease and, like, they replaced Green Ranger with White Ranger and it's actually, like, Season 3 era.
Yeah.
Like, that would be fun. Like, having, like, the Ninja Ranger forms with the Turtles, like, teamed up, like, that would be so fun.
Yeah, it would be interesting. And I mean, we could get more teases for that since we're talking about publishing. Yeah. That's the other thing we could get.
I think so. Yeah, because, you know, Ryan loves a good tease.
Yeah, and also I'm sure we'll see more past issue 100 is kind of what I think is, like, they'll let Melissa get on and be like, hey, here's what I'm planning.
I cannot wait to see what Melissa does, especially with Mistress Vile. Like,
I'm very excited. I'm also, like, we talked about this before. I'm just excited to see what characters she latches onto, because, like, it's been interesting, like, in Ryan's time, you know, he, like, in Go-Go Power Rangers, he really liked the minions with Rita, and, you know, he liked Zack, and, you know, it's in Trini's another one that really rose to the top for him.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see what characters Melissa gravitates to.
Yeah. I can see Melissa gravitating to Aisha and Rocky a little bit. Like, and Adam, the Stone Canyon trio. I could see her doing that.
Yeah.
Because I think when you look at the whole of Power Rangers, like, those three had, like, really good character development moments, but at the end of the day, some of them didn't always get what they deserved.
I do think at least Ryan has given Aisha some, and then, like,
Matt
has given Rocky. I think Adam's the one so far that's kind of been the most pushed back.
So maybe Adam will get a nice, nice focus.
Yeah, which would be fun. Like, he's a really great character, and I would love to see kind of what they can do in this universe with him.
Mm-hmm. But
we will talk more about comics in a bit.
Yes. Speaking of Legacy Wars, I hear there's a new development there. Yeah.
Yes. Dane from the comic books has been added to the game. He is a balanced class character and an epic rarity. I've not been really playing in the PvP area.
Yeah, me either.
I've mostly been logging in to claim stuff and then doing the solo raids by myself.
That's fair.
He looks cool from what we saw. And I just want to say, I called it the thing for this month is an Unmorph Kia skin. And I'm just like, I am psychic. I called this. because I had to explain to some uninitiated fans on Twitter who kept asking, well, we're going to get an SPD skin, right? And it's like, no, guys, no, no.
No, no, no,
no, honey. Baby, no, baby. Sorry. yeah, no, and so, yeah, I the Kia skin looks really good, actually. I'm really, like, it's a really nice translation of her in that, like, blue jacket with, like, the black mm-hmm. top. It's a really good translation of that, and I think she looks really great in the app.
Yeah.
But, hey, if you're fans of both of those, definitely log in and check that. Or if you're just, for sure. you know, really into the Legacy Wars of it all, you know, by all means.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. And I like that Dane got added because it gives that focus to the comics a little bit, which it has in the past. But it's just really cool to see Dane get that. And now I'm kind of, like, hoping that he gets added to the eventual either season 4, 5, whatever it is, or the sequel to Battle for the Grid.
Yeah.
Dane would be a fun character in Battle for the Grid.
He would be, yeah. I mean, like, at this point, there are so many things that, like, they could expand on
in
sequel. Yeah. That would be really great. Like, even just having an Omega Ranger in it.
Yeah, I could definitely see, because the main storyline is focused on the comics, I could see them doing Necessary Evil for, like, the second game.
Yeah.
And that would be a lot of fun, actually, like, to have Dane and the Omegas and Kia, like...
And then do, like, Beyond the Grid as, like, a DLC pack where you get, like, Solar Ranger, Death Ranger, or Dark Ranger.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun.
It's weird now that we have a Death Ranger and Dark Ranger's name in Sentai is Death Ryu. I'm sorry. My brain made that connection as we
it's
as
okay. I misspoke. It's okay. You're good. You're good. I mean, I get it. Like...
It's interesting.
I think there's lots of fun to be had. Yeah. Now I want to sit down and make, like, a wish list for Battle for the Grid 2 and just send it to Inway.
Be so, like, hey, you know.
I'm just saying, Inway, you can hire me and I will be your lore writer. Like, I will help write the scenario. Like,
and also, just, like, keep the same roster you have already, just expand upon
it. Oh, yeah. I think if they did that, because the game is doing really well. I mean, the Super Edition still goes on sale quite often, so like it's really easy for anybody to get into the game, and I really want to play it again more now, so I may have to do that later today.
All right. Well, moving on from the
world
of apps into comic books. This past week, Mighty Morphin 22 released, and it was written by Matt Groom, illustrated by Moises Hidalgo, colored by Raul Angulo, lettered by Ed Dukeshire, with a cover by Inyuk Lee.
Mm-hmm.
And the previews description for this one is, a ranger returns. With their help, the team can finally turn the tide of battle, but not without consequences. Will the rangers form a new path together despite their differences? Meanwhile, Kim receives some much-needed perspective from a fellow ranger, offering her a glimpse of hope for the future. As the dust begins to settle, will this Mighty Morphin team settle on a sense of identity and discover their true role in the universe?
Okay, I love how they did the phrasing for the preview on this, and we'll talk more about why in a minute.
It's all technically correct, but it is a lot of, like, talking around.
Girl, that thing is being stretched on that fabric like it's on a ball challenge or Drag Race.
I mean, hey, at least it held together. It's at least, like, a good one. It's not a La La Ria bag look, at least, like,
some
of the other
ones. That's true. And, of course, before we get into this, I think this is a major issue, so we do want to give a spoiler warning. So, just as you know, because one of our recent guest hosts actually hasn't read it yet as of recording, and so, spoiler alert, Aubrey, we love you, miss you, spoiler alert.
Well, I mean, if they've gone this long and not seen any of the stuff that I retweeted, because I was just like, well, it's out here now.
I mean, that's true. And by the time this releases, it'll be, you know...
2 weeks.
Two weeks, but it's okay. But let's dive into the issue. Joel, so, what were your... Yeah, let's
where
talk
we,
about it.
We pick up where we left off, obviously, last issue, with the thing that blew both yours and my minds of all the villains showing up. Trakina, Sledge, Daishi, Void Queen. I always want to call her Madame Noir. I want to call her every time. I'm like...
That's fair.
Void Queen and Rancic. And this issue has them... wonderfully going after Tommy and Kim. There is some just beautiful dialogue.
Oh yeah, precisely. I gotta say, like, Matt really dug in and found the voices for each and every one of these villains. Like,
well,
okay. as I
what's like, continue. Sorry, I have something to
yeah.
add what you're done.
No, like, I just, like, he did such a good job of, like, characterizing not only how they spoke, but their mannerisms, and, like, I could hear each of the villains' actors and actresses, like, in my head. Like, I definitely, as I was reading, like, Rancic's dialogue, for example, I heard Vernon Wells. Yeah. Like, he was, like, I would love, I know sometimes they do this, but, like, I would just love if they could get all the actors together and just have them voice this issue. Like,
yeah.
I know it's impossible, I know it wouldn't happen, but, like, oh my god, it was so well done.
We had that, like, when they read Shattered Grid, like, the Shattered Grid event, that's one of my favorite things ever.
Yeah. Yeah, so I definitely think that there's a lot of fun to be had with that. And the art was really good, too, especially in those first few pages when they basically destroy Tommy and Kim. Like,
yeah.
I know one of the lines you were excited about was when Void Queen was like, wait your turn.
I mean, Kim. That and then the follow-up to that with Rancic's line as he's holding Tommy and Kim's reaching out for me. He's like, well, this feels familiar.
Yeah, he's like, this is nostalgic. I love that they went there and was like, I love killing Rangers, like, not destroy, kill. Like, they just outright said it, which is
Yeah, there is a lot of, like, very blunt where, like, Void Queen even says, like, you know, you're going to die soon, and I'm just like, oh
yeah,
oh, we're saying the D word we don't get to say.
Exactly.
So one of my favorite things is, you know, you mentioned in it that you loved how Sledge was written. And
yeah.
Funnily enough, on this last episode of Ranger Danger, when they were talking about an episode, and Matt is talking about Sledge and how much he loves him, and it's just like, well, okay, this now makes sense.
That makes sense why Sledge was chosen. So
yeah, this
and
now.
Like, yeah, and I loved the motivations they gave each of them for fighting the Rangers. Like, it wasn't just them being like, ooh, it's Power Rangers. Like, each of the villains had their own reason.
Yeah.
To, like, take them on. Like, Sledge was like, I want whatever's powering their shiny suits. Like, and then Trakina even being like, I'm going to prove to Father that I don't need the cocoon. Like, it definitely was, like, it showed each of their motivations as well.
My favorite was Daishi, though. I just want to fight the one in gold. Like,
yeah.
I don't care about anything else. I just want to fight the one that looks like me. I'm just like,
And it also makes sense because it's a tiger.
Yes.
Yeah. And what was Casey's animal in Jungle Fury? A tiger. So... It was great. It was all great. And, like, the art, like, the suits looked so good. Like, the Daishi suit and the Void Queen suit looked so good in print form.
Yeah. Mm.
Loved it.
Yeah, it makes me want more of, like, the other characters to get brought in. I understand that's something we've asked for across the board.
I just want, like, a Power Rangers universe where, like, we get 4-issue arcs in different seasons. Like, just give it to me, Boom. Give it to me. I'll write it.
Yeah, that's and I think that's the thing, and, like, it would be really cool, and you just have people come in and pitch them. Like, I don't know that it needs to be, like, an ongoing series, but just do minis, like, you
yeah.
know, again.
That's kind of what Ninja Turtles Universe did. Like, they did, like, I think about 36 to 40 issues, and they were just, like, 4-issue story arcs that, like, showed and built on the universe a little bit.
Yeah, well, and then, like, I mean, if you look at the, like, X-Men line over at Marvel,
yeah.
They're no longer, like, there are a few ongoing series, but most of the others are minis, and they're like
five really issues. I didn't know
yeah.
that
yeah like Knights of X is 5 issues and it's done, and then another series will pop up and it'll be a new team and that'll run for 5 issues and that's going to be done. And it's a way I think they're going to be able to cycle characters, and it's just like, hey, just copy what the other people are doing, like, steal that idea and do, like, 5-issue arcs where, like, you know, we drop in on Lightspeed, or, you know, we go to Dino Charge, or we, like, just, you bounce around wherever you want to go and tell whatever story you want to tell.
Yeah. Like, that's why I like the anniversary issue, because, like, you got the different stories in different eras.
Yeah. And like, I think the thing Boom is worried about is that they'd have to introduce those characters to a new reader, and I get that, but, like, I would do is just at the first issue have a previously on whatever series we're doing and do just a quick recap and then move on.
Yeah, that would make sense. That would make sense.
So they continue fighting these, they're getting beat by these villains, and Kim manages to jet away, which I thought was a nice touch.
It was. I was happy to see jetting return.
I was like, you know, we have gotten more use out of that in the comics than the show did.
Mm-hmm. But that's okay. That's okay.
And Kim is visited by an entity that we have not seen before. A pink emissary. Well.
We'll see. Yes.
Yes. A pink emissary. It's questionable if we've seen them before. Because, like, I think it It goes up to the line of confirming what we've thought since Power Rangers Universe, but it never says it. So I'm like,
it leaves the door open.
Yes. And the essentially, like, the emissary talks to Kim, and like, it's Kim having that whole moment, and Kim is given all her memories back from Shattered Grid, which I'm like, well, really sucks to be Tommy and Billy on this team. Because you're right. The only one that does not know what happened.
Yeah. I have a... Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. No, I was going to say, I have a feeling that they're also going to get their memories back. I don't know. Just something tells me they're going to get the memories back, and that's going to come to play somehow.
Yeah. It was very cool. Kim gets the memories back, and it's... What I like about it is the way Matt has framed Kim's concern is that, like...
Yeah.
Her view of there being other Rangers is that she fails somehow, and that mm-hmm. it is people replacing her to... help yeah. save the universe, which like is understandable when you've yeah. seen the Ranger Slayer universe and you've seen
and you know what's happening with Draken, like
yeah, it's an understandable concern to have. Yeah, I like that that's how Matt chose to frame it, and that mm-hmm. what the emissary does is like, no, these are Rangers that rise up after you to confront whatever yeah. new threat comes.
Exactly. Well, and I think it's a very human thing because no one wants to feel like they're replaceable.
Yeah.
Like, I know that can be a very hard thing for people to see, especially if they see, you know, like, whether it's a friend or a partner or something like that insecurity of being someone that doesn't matter and is replaceable and that you don't have a place in the universe.
Yeah.
That's a scary thought, especially when you're that young. Mm-hmm. And I think Matt does a really good job of weaving that in, knowing where Kim is going to end up next yeah. season, quote unquote. Like, and we get, we'll talk about that later,
yeah,
but
yeah,
like,
we'll talk
it's
about
a good build up.
Yeah. But what this leads to is like this moment of clarity of getting those memories back, of realizing what this history is that's coming after her.
Yeah.
She yeah. goes back to confront the villains, and in a moment that like had me, when I say gagged, I was
oh
like,
yeah
floored at 3 o'clock in the morning when I read this mm-hmm. on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. She summons Pink Rangers from across the timeline, pretty much all of the Pink Rangers that come after her.
Up until now, yeah.
Yeah, you're up until now, caveat.
Yeah.
And then they proceed all of them to morph together, and these like
yep.
shadows of the future begin helping Kim to fight.
Exactly. And the art on that is so like the sequence leading up to that, including the pink emissary, like, touching her forehead and unlocking her memories, and her, like, summoning the Rangers is just, it's absolutely beautiful art. I think when we think of, like, Forever Red, I know over the years, there's always been those, like, fan edits of, like, and Forever Pink is the one that always seems to come up. I actually remember there was someone that wrote a Forever Pink fan fiction on Ranger Board back in the day.
Yeah.
That had, like, Alyssa in it, and, like, I remember they had, like, this big, like, bonding moment and stuff like that. Like, it... Anyway, but, like, I think this was, like, a really good moment to finally let Forever Pink be a thing.
Yeah. And Matt has to be aware of that.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
the thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's
he
the thing. As
be.
A fan, he has to have been aware of, like, we do this, we make what is essentially a Forever Pink in the comics. And it's like, mm-hmm. bless you. Mwah.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, so we then get all the Pink Rangers from, you know, Catherine all the way up into Amelia, including Miss Hyperforce Pink.
I know.
Which was so nice to see her included.
It's
canon, kids. I'm sorry, but it's canon.
Yeah, die mad about it. But it's just, I also, you know, you mentioned the art. I really want to highlight Moises and, you know, Raul mm-hmm. on colors. Like,
yeah,
when those Pink Rangers are there, like, yes, it, you know, details aren't, like, all there. It is, like, kind of hazy.
Oh, yeah.
But the little things that Moises is able to do with each of those Rangers, you can tell who it is even in that little picture.
Yeah.
You know, like, from how, like, Shelby has, like, the little skirt, you know? It just... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I loved it so...
Yeah, it was such a good feeling. Yeah, and of course, the fan edit that Julian Doe on Twitter posted with, like, all the morph sounds in there was really nice. I liked that as well, just so if anybody's seen that yet.
Yeah, if not, check it out. It's really cool. It made me tear up, like...
Yeah. Oh, no, I cried. Like, whenever, like, they appeared and they morphed, I started crying. Like... Because I think, despite some people's hesitations about the Mighty Morphin comic book and, like, you know, it being Mighty Morphin, we really do get to see all of these fun moments and, like, celebrations.
Yeah, and, like, there's, like, it's wild. Like, when I finished this issue, I was just like, man, I hate people who are like, this isn't good, the comics aren't great. Like, yeah, there was a 2-hour like live stream that someone did, and I don't want to call anyone out, but just like on like how they need to fix the Boom Studios universe. It's like, no, they're doing cool crap. Y'all just have to be willing to accept what it is.
Yeah. Like, you have to just take it with a grain of salt, enjoy it, have fun, like, and yeah, and I just, yeah, people can be mad, but it is what it is. So,
you know, kind of not to like zoom through all this, but like the Pink Rangers all like attack. Mm-hmm. There's really cool things where like Moises has like Amelia in the like the fire armor.
Well, and they all each fight against the ring, like they're a villain on their own too. Like they team up, like, and I loved what they did with that, because I don't know if you noticed some of the pairings, but like when Sledge was going up against Shelby, like they had, I think they had Amelia with her, and like, I know Trakina had Kendricks and Caron going after her with Cassie, and Trakina was like, how can both of you be here?
Yeah. Oh, God.
And Kendricks was like, I don't know, but it's wonderful. Like, whatever. I forgot what Kendricks said, but like she like kind of said something on the lines that was like very in character for her, of like, this is like fascinating.
Yeah. It's fascinating, but we're going with it. Yeah. We're like, yeah.
And, and then Rancic being chased down by Kim, Jen, and Sydney, and Hyperforce Pink. I cannot remember her name.
Chloe,
yeah, like having the Time Force and like police-based Rangers like going after Rancic was also kind of like a cool moment. So,
yeah, it just so cool. I love it.
Yeah.
So
much. Oh yeah, and my other favorite line: Daishi going, "I've never fought a Pink Ranger, but you're formidable."
Yes. Yes.
Like just acknowledging that like he never had a Pink Ranger to fight with.
Yeah, getting his butt handed to him by Samurai Pink, Ninja Steel Pink, and Operation Overdrive Pink, which was
a good moment. Yeah.
It's just very cool. They all defeat them. Kim gets to like have this like last moment, you know, and of course like as they're fading away, the last one she sees is Jin, which is like a really nice kind of callback to Shattered Grid, because such a kind of like bond in that. Mm-hmm. And it's Kim having a moment, her and Tommy get back, and it leads to, again, you talked about Matt having that kind of future knowledge and being able to write them with that. Mm-hmm. This conversation between Matt, or between Kim and Tommy, I love.
Yeah.
It's two teenagers just talking, and it's, what happens in it is Kim has that moment of realization of like, oh, this can't last forever. Because essentially the conversation revolves this around the idea of like Tommy asking her what she went through, and Kim being like, well, I've realized I don't have to be a Power Ranger forever and that I can do something else. And it's Tommy going, I kind of like being a Power Ranger. Yeah. And Kim being like, oh,
it suits you.
Yeah. Like in having, and not like, you know, and it very easily could have like in a like teen drama would have turned this into an argument, but instead it's Kim kind of realizing and resigning the fact that like, okay, yeah, that's his path, it's not mine, but it's his.
Well, yeah, and it also like it shows, because she talks about like being so afraid of losing people and like learning to accept that with her parents going through the divorce. So I think it definitely like it plants the seeds to make Kimberly's departure, if you're reading the comics and then watching the show, which I would honestly one day love to do, like weaving the comics in between episodes of the show, like just to kind of get like that full narrative, quote unquote. Like that'd be a lot of fun, I think. But yeah, like I think it builds up to her decision in A Different Shade of Pink to move on. Like it gives more depth to something that happened almost 30 years ago. So and that's what I like.
Yeah, I liked it too. I mean, I don't necessarily need it weaved into the show, but I do like that playing with that future knowledge and just like also like kind of just, again, solidifying what this little mini arc was about is, you know, like she's learning that she kind of has to be in the present. She can't be worried about the future. Or what's happened in the past, she's got to kind of move in the present, and I really like that. And then there's this wonderful last moment in the command center with all the Rangers, where Rocky and the team have decided that, well, since the other teams have names, you know, they should have a name too, and they've written all these different names, and you know, Kim's like, oh, I'm not worried about that anymore, you know, let's go hang out. And then at the end it zooms to the bottom of like the board, and it says Mighty Morphin at the bottom, and I'm just like,
like honestly this could have been a really good just finale for the Mighty Morphin series, like before we transition back to being MMPR. But yeah, that was definitely a cute moment, and like it gave some good levity to like what's been a pretty serious arc these last few issues with Jason's mom dying.
Yes.
And I think, you know, this being issue number 98, like, I am very curious to see where we go next.
For sure. It was a nice enough for Matt too, because this is like his last two issues for now.
Yeah.
It was very good. I'm happy he got to do kind of like a love letter to the whole series, and also a kind of like, you know, him, and then as a fan being like, well, here's a thing I want to do in a similar way, almost to Forever Red, because Forever Red was, you know,
written by a fan.
Yes. In the same way that Forever Red, this is, you know, kind of Forever Pink. But yeah, I love this issue. I love this this mini arc. And I was a little worried at first when we found out it was his last two issues a couple months ago. But now I'm just like, thanks, Matt. I kind of want to get him to sign these someday.
Yeah. You could even get like a... Honestly, what you should do is like get a two poster or two comic book frame and then have him sign like his first and last name on each issue and then frame it and put it up and hang it. Because the connecting cover for this arc is also really nice with the three different Rangers. So
it's very good. I can't praise it enough. You mentioned before how like fans have always like speculated on like what they want for a Forever Ranger, you know, color. I know like one thing like Morphin Grid did once where they did an episode and they like hammered out how each color's team up would go. But like, is there a color you would want to see teamed up together, and kind of like, do you have ideas for how that would work?
I mean, there's different ways you could do any of it. I think for go ahead.
No, it's just like, you pick your color, because I know mine and I know what I'm gonna do with it. It's not the one you think it is.
Interesting. I would say Forever Green and Black.
Okay.
And like have it focus on the fact that that color spectrum tends to be like the heart of the team and like the foundation that each Ranger team needs. Like how does each of those Rangers in that color spectrum like contribute to their team, because they're not the leader necessarily, but they're also not like, you know, they don't always have that consistent role. So what role does the Green and Black Ranger play on a team?
Nice. That would be very cool.
And there would be some good interactions there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because I'm imagining Izzy and Javi meeting like Chase and I'm blanking on his Riley.
Yeah.
And then like getting to meet like you pull in the RPM Rangers,
Dylan and Ziggy. Yeah. Like it would just be interesting, because I think that would be a fun thing to play off of, because like you could do like Forever Green or Forever Black as well, but like given the fact that that role, especially with Super Mega Force, showed that color is pretty much in the same two sides of the same coin, like. Seeing some of that, and even seeing Jake like switching back and forth between colors and then being like, wait, what?
Yeah.
So but what would you want then? Let's see what it is.
I want to do Forever Yellow, and I want the team is being led by Tanya at the beginning. She is the one kind of pulling everyone together. Aisha's helping. I'd imagine like I'd want it to make it a thing where like maybe they're saving Trini from something, but the interaction I have stuck in my head is I want Taylor there, and I want her to like rag on Zoe as the newbie, because she's the greenest one, and Taylor's just like, I'm gonna haze her a little bit, and just like, come on newbie, you gotta do this, and Zoe's just like, okay.
I could see the two of them playing off each other well, of like Zoe's like optimism and Taylor being like very realistic.
And also, like, Zoe would never want to disappoint her, because Zoe's, like, very, like, I like to impress. Like, I have a very, like, mentor kind of figure thing in her head. Yeah. I'd also love to have just, like, Maya show up, and everyone's just, like, she's the earthy one, and everyone's like, okay, Maya, we'll fight. And just having Katie show up with, like, having Jack there. And then all the boys showing up. It would be so good.
There'd be some fun interactions there, and like Zoe and Taylor actually is a good combination, because Zoe would know about her from the Ranger archives and probably see her as like a Yellow Ranger leader and be like, that's who I want to be one day.
And I just my big thing is Tanya has to like I want Tanya in this like state of prominence, and like she's the one that can pull everyone together.
And that makes sense. Like, given what she's done in Beyond the Grid and in the TV show, like, Tanya definitely would be that person to be like, okay, we gotta, like, pool together our resources.
Yeah, and also, I just want them to draw Nakia Barres with, like, her current hair, where it's just, like, you know, long and flowing, like...
Yeah.
Give me that.
Yeah, Forever Yellow would be a lot of fun, and it would definitely highlight some of that, because, like, I mean, we know this in the RPG, of course, but, like, the color spectrum of each Ranger always does tend to have... not the same role associated with it, but like shades of it. So I think that would be a lot of fun to see like some of that together.
Yeah, because like, and that's a whole thing where we go into like color spectrum and the RPG. But yeah, but with the comics, they could definitely do any of this. Like, there is no limit to it. And like, again, like I wouldn't. So often, like I think with like Forever Yellow, they do it where like a lot of MMPR perspectives, like or retrospectives, do they put Trini as having passed since Tui has passed? I wouldn't.
Yeah.
If we did a comic, I would want Trini there as well, and it almost. Them yeah. saving Trini would be kind of like my thing of like, no, we love her. She needs to be yeah. with others. She is respected. Like,
yeah.
she was have the OG.
Her, yeah. Have her as Omega Yellow.
Yeah, exactly. And that this kind of, the comics have kind of perfectly handed us this.
Yeah. And I think that's, yeah. Like, you want to honor Tui, but like at the same time, like,
you want to also. Trini's still important to this. Yeah. Brand. Like, she lives on yeah. even in spite of that, you know?
Yeah.
Any other last thoughts on Mighty Morphin 22?
No, I mean, I think it was a fun issue, and, you know, it's going to be a little bittersweet seeing the comics kind of merge back into one again, yeah. but because I do love that we're getting, like, these separate story threads while the bigger story thread is happening in the other series, which is fun because, like, it goes back and forth, but, yeah, I'm very curious to see what else we get in the near future.
For sure. But with that said, so kind of giving us a look ahead, next week we will have Power Rangers number 22, Legacy number 99, and there are preview pages for it already. And it's a little tense already. But
I'm stressed.
At the end of the month, we will have Power Rangers Unlimited: The Death Ranger on August 31st, and then next month we will have as a little, palette cleanser. Godzilla versus MMPR number 5 on September 14th, and then at the end of the month we'll have Mighty Morphin Power Rangers 100.
Yeah, that's gonna be a long wait.
It is, yeah.
But it'll be worth it. It'll be a lot of fun, and I think
they're being purposeful in it because we'll get they to are. The end of 99. We'll get the backstory of the Death Ranger, and then we're getting the ground running in 100. I am excited. By the way. The final order cutoff is for 100 is like here. You, by the time you're hearing this, it's probably too late, but try to reach out to your comic shop and make sure you get it onto your pull list. They have revealed that the print is going to be, it looks like just the main cover. Dan Mora's main cover is going to the art print you're going to get. And then the like trading cards are the trading card variants made into trading cards, which is fun.
Which is nice.
Yeah. It's very good Chris Anka art. So highly recommend. definitely grab your copy, go to your store if you're looking for a specific cover, tell your comic book store, see how they could order it for you. But make sure, because I guarantee this one's going to sell out because there's going to be people buying it up.
My plan is I'm actually going to take some time off that day and like take the day off and just go get it and like sit and go get coffee and read it and make an event out of it for myself, so I'm excited.
Very cool.
Yeah. Or we end up reading it together.
I'm gonna be reading that first thing in the morning, and I'm gonna be like,
I don't know. Part of me wants to really read it in print format, so like I may do that and just take the day off and like go when the comic book store opens and then go from there. Like just make a treat myself day.
I've read all of them going up to now in like the digital form, so I'm used to it by now. Because I remember reading Shattered Grid and just being like.
I don't know, there's just something lovely about like I love my physical comics, so even though I'm very grateful that a certain someone lets me read their digital copies, and I'm always grateful for that, so
well, we're not giving more money to a certain company that runs
digital that's true but anyway, I think it's gonna be an exciting next few weeks for the comic book series, and I mean it's so wild to think about, but like 7 years ago, I would have never imagined the comics going this far.
Yeah.
Like, I was actually sorting through my comics earlier and found my, like, because I have all 5 of the number 0 covers, like the first ones, which I need to get those framed one day and, like, put them up on the wall for another day. But anyway, I still remember reading that number 0 and, like, thinking, oh my god, like, this is a lot of fun, but when is the shoe going to drop and we're not going to keep it? So the fact that the comics are going this long and they still are going, I think that really speaks to how lucky we have been as Ranger fans.
Yeah, because just imagine the ones before this, the paper cuts ones.
I remember. That's why I was thinking that wouldn't last long.
Yeah.
But
the love and care put into this, like, it's just, it's awesome. I love it. And we've gotten mm-hmm. so many cool things from it, from new characters to, you know, things that the comics can do that the show could never do. It just really awesome. And I can't wait for 100 and just to see what craziness is about to be unleashed upon us. But one thing we forgot that potentially could be revealed in Power Week that I just thought about, we could get a date for Dino Fury part 2 of season 2.
I have a feeling they'll do a day and date drop on Power Rangers Day.
Yeah.
I could see them doing that. Yeah.
Which, by the way, we need to get back to. I'm sure people are like, when are you going to review the final two episodes of what's been dropped so far?
Girl, I thought we did.
No, we didn't. We definitely need to go back. Yeah, we fell off because we had those breaks, but yeah, we need to go back and do that.
Oh, yeah. I guess we do. I guess I need to rewatch those episodes then. Which, yeah, that's fine with me. Yeah, bring me daddy.
Oh, God.
Okay. Sorry. I love Void Knight.
Void Daddy? Daddy?
Yes, Void Daddy.
I'm sorry.
You know, I think sometimes we think about too much pink energy being dangerous, and that's us.
I'm done. With that said, if you want to reach out to the podcast, you can find us on Twitter at MayThePowerPod. If you want to send us an email, you can email us at MayThePowerPod@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Feel free to send comments, criticisms, topic ideas, suggestions, or if you're interested in coming on as a guest host, like Aubrey has done, like Derek has done, like...
And Zach.
Yes. We've had so many people, and we want more, because it's fun to talk to y'all and have, like, an interactive conversation. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to find me, you can find me spewing hot takes on Twitter at ThespisPunk. And where can they find you, Kevin?
You can find me on Twitter at BridgeMT3, on Twitch at BridgeMT, and you can also find me on TikTok at BridgeMT3000.
Yep.
Lots of different places.
Exact yes, and they're all great, and you should all be checking them out. But before we head out, we just want to thank you guys for listening again. We really appreciate it. We hope you enjoy getting us to rant and rave, hearing us rant and rave about what we love and talking about these heroes. But with that, as always,
may the power protect you.